Hi, I'm Ben Summers from the Office Ecosystem Marketing team, and I'm here to talk to you today about the Microsoft Office 365 Developer Platform. The origin story of the Microsoft Office 365 Developer Platform is really the story that starts with Microsoft Graph. I'll assume that many of you watching this are familiar with the Microsoft Graph, but it's important enough that I'll spend just a few minutes on this topic, just to set context for the rest of this talk. Our story begins with a group of developers at Microsoft recognizing that our legacy set of diverse APIs was not optimized for a future in the cloud. They began the process of consolidating Office API services behind a common endpoint. Microsoft Graph was born. At first, the graph focused on relationships between people and groups in an organization, what you know as your organization's directory. But the common data substrate would also come to include documents, all those things that you created in familiar tools like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Conversations, communications between people and groups in Outlook and Skype and Teams and Yammer. And pages in familiar tools like SharePoint. What's more, it's also possible to analyze the aggregate of these data points with AI tools. And it turns out there are trillions of data points to derive meaningful insights that add demonstrable value, making the Microsoft Graph about more than the simple sum of its parts. Today, the Microsoft Graph is a single REST-based API endpoint that joins the documents, conversations, and pages, and insights shared commonly between people and groups in an organization using Office 365. It helps us build better, smarter Microsoft products, and it's a public API endpoint that any developer can access to build solutions of their own. The key ideas of the Microsoft Graph are carried into our conceptual view of the Office 365 platform, shown here. What the top part of this picture represents is two ideas. The first idea is that you can create products that extend Office 365. We call these extensions. Extensions are built directly into a user's Office experience through integration into native surfaces. The second idea is that Office 365 can extend the products that you create. These are your standalone web, device, and service apps that tap into the power of the Office 365 platform. Now, with both extensions and your apps, we talk about canvases. We have document canvases, where apps such as Word, Excel, or PowerPoint, where you can author papers, spreadsheets, and presentations. Then there are conversations, which are places where users can exchange text or audio or video, like you do in Skype, Teams, or in Outlook. And then there are pages where content is displayed, organized, and stored. Here, services like OneDrive and SharePoint are, or should be, very familiar with this audience. Outside of Microsoft's own applications, you as a developer can also create apps that embed within them Office 365 functionality, meaning that things like calendars, documents, and conversations can exist within a standalone device or a web app. We support a continuum of extensions, from simple declarative extensions to fully custom experiences that require imperative code. Office will automatically adapt these extensions to the right experience, and depending upon the app and platform where they appear. For example, a command in Outlook desktop shows up as a button in the ribbon, while it may show up as a separate menu in Outlook Mobile. You can build these extensions using simple web-based technologies. So if you're a JavaScript developer or an Angular developer, you'll have the tools you need to start building on our platform right away. Having covered the Office platform story, let's look at three simple ways to extend Office 365. You can use components of Office in your application, you can integrate your app into the flow of work, or you can build entirely new apps and processes. Let's take a closer look at the concept of using components of Office 365 in our application. In this next slide, I'll take the opportunity to extend the canvas metaphor that I used a few slides back and present you with the palette of components that you as a developer can use in your application development process. You'll see that we have people in groups from Azure Active Directory. There are teams and organizations. There are conversations and communications in both Skype and Outlook. You'll have tasks, calendars, and contacts also in Outlook. You'll find file contents, and finally information in pages with Excel models and AI-based insights. The first demo I'm going to do is a bot we've created in Teams. It's built to help me do a number of useful tasks. I address the bot by typing at graphbot right into Teams and asking it a simple question like, when is my next meeting? The graphbot will then go look for my next meeting based on knowing my identity in the graph. It'll tell me not only that my next meeting is tomorrow at 9:30 a.m., but it will tell me that it's a feature review meeting and that it is a Microsoft Teams meeting. If it were at a physical location, it would tell me that as well. I can ask it other questions, though, too, that are a little more sophisticated. I can say, at GraphBot, schedule a meeting with my colleague Jasmine. Now, in this case, the graph is going to ask me who Jasmine is. It's going to look at my list of contacts, and it's going to assume that this is Jasmine Endemann. I will select Jasmine, and then the graph bot will, with that confirmation, go back and look out at both of our calendars and propose a number of different times that appear to work for both of us. I can then say, let's do a meeting tomorrow at 10:30, or on the 13th at 10:30, and based on that, I'll get an invite, which you see pop up here, and Jasmine will also get an invite. Now, finally, there are other things I can do. For example, I can also ask the graph bot to find files for me. I know, for example, that somewhere out here on my drive there is probably a JPEG file that I've lost. So I can say at graphbot, find all .jpg files. And in this case, it will go out, it will look at my OneDrive, and it will say, oh, you've got one JPEG file out there, and I can actually find the link for it and open it up. So this is a great example of the way that you can actually take an element from Microsoft Office and embed it into a surface like Teams. The next idea is integrate. There are a lot of extension points available to you in the Office UI. There are commands, dialogues, task panes, content, contextual pop-ups, and modules, which I should point out are available only in Outlook today. I'm going to show you a simple but very cool Office 365 add-in built for PowerPoint by one of our partners, Picket. I'm using the Picket app to help me build a simple presentation for my company, Contoso Microgreens. The Picket app helps me quickly find copyright-free images that will make my presentation pop. Now, you'll notice that the Picket app is embedded directly into the ribbon of my PowerPoint frame, here in the upper right-hand corner. A simple click is all it takes to launch the app. Once the app is launched, it's presented on the task pane on the right-hand side of my slide. All I need to do is a quick search, and I'll put in the word Sprouts to find an image I like. I'll quickly click to select, and then another click to insert. And that moves the document image into my document. I can then use one of the design ideas presented to me by PowerPoint, and voila, I have a beautifully created slide. As I mentioned earlier, you can build add-ins like this for a variety of Office 365 applications, including Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, and OneNote. Finally, let's take a look at Build and do a quick walkthrough of a reference solution that we've created to help companies prepare financial reports. In this demo, we're going to look at a reference solution we built called SmartLink. SmartLink is a financial tool that solves a complex and time-consuming process involving many people. In this instance, data from a company's ERP system needs to be updated across several sources and document types, including Word and Excel, to prepare quarterly financial reports. Our solution is tightly integrated through the Microsoft Graph, which it uses to traverse relationships between documents, document types, authors, and organizations. The result is an automated, auditable process that saves hundreds of hours each year and significantly reduces human error. Like Picket, which we showed you earlier, SmartLink is an add-in. Users can manage source points, the data pulled in from the ERP tools, in Excel. The Excel add-in has history, edit, delete, search, and publish features. The publish feature posts changes in the Excel file to the cloud app. Financial data managed in the Excel SmartLink add-in is available through a Word SmartLink add-in where users can import values directly from Excel client into a predefined Word template with no need for any retyping or manual input. If the source data in Excel is modified, the refreshed data points are passed to the Word document. The Excel add-in tracks the history of all modifications to the file. a publishing history shows the audit of all changes to the source data points. This application gives you a really nice idea of the kind of rich new experiences you can build across multiple surfaces for your customers or your organization on the Office 365 platform. We look forward to seeing how you use, integrate, and build apps for the Office 365 platform. Get started at dev.office.com and also take a look at the Graph Explorer, our sandbox environment, for discovering the full set of Microsoft Graph capabilities. And while you're at dev.office.com, join the Office Developer Program to stay up to date on the latest in Office 365 platform information and to connect with our developer community. Finally, take a look at our virtual hackathon at aka.ms/Office 365 Hackathon. Happy coding.